T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bruce, how are you?
I'm very fine, Mr. Lee. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fabulous, and I'll tell you why. Because I sent you a note earlier this week that my experience in getting a real ID license, which we all need to have, I think by October, I'll ask you about that, was very, very pleasant, very swift, very easy, and I just had no issues at all.
Well, we're certainly pleased to hear that. Not everyone has had a smooth experience. I'm glad yours has gone that way, and we're trying to make it as smooth and efficient for everyone that comes into a driver's license agent office between now and probably the summer to apply for a real ID if they need one.
In fact, I was walking through the Mall of America, Bruce, yesterday, and a couple ladies stopped me and said, "Hey, we were spurred on by you talking about your experience on the real ID," and then they were trying to figure out exactly how to start. So I said, "Well, let's turn to Bruce. How do you begin the process? What should they do?"
The very first step we recommend is going online and using the pre-application tool that's available on the front page of our website and the front page of the Real ID website. If you start there, you're miles ahead of going into the office without all of your documents, or just going, grabbing an application like Jimmy did. If you go online and fill out the pre-application, it will walk you through the documents you need, and it will allow you to pre-enter or enter some of the information online. It's time well spent at your computer, time that you don't have to spend entering that information or going through that information at the driver's license agent office.
And every possible document is listed on there as well.
It is. There are more documents that are required under the federal law for a real ID. So you have to have one document proving your identity. You have to have another document proving your Social Security number, and then two different documents proving your current Minnesota residency. And there's an entire list of documents under each one of those categories. So if you go through the pre-application, it will say, do you have this document? If you don't, do you have this one? And you're able to gather the documents with the pre-application information and go into a DVS office, and you're fully prepared.
Yeah, and that's the route I went, Bruce. And I got to tell you, even in the DVS office, which is always busy, there's always a line. But it took me, I bet you, 15 minutes maybe. That's at the office, filling in the document wasn't all that time-consuming either, but it was really nice to see everything you could get, and then you're sitting at home and you can see what you have. But I would ask you this, if you're recently married or if you've had a name change of some kind, does that create any kind of issues?
It does, and this is throwing off a lot of folks, especially if they're not doing the pre-app and not seeing some of the information that's required. So your name must match on all of the documents you provide. If it doesn't, you need to bring in a marriage certificate, a divorce decree, a court order to show each of your name changes. And this might be difficult for somebody who has been married several times, but under the federal law, you have to be able to show the name that is on the current document and the names that might be on the previous documents all match up.
Yeah, and at least before you go in, you're seeing this before you sit and wait in line at the office.
That's right, and that's the big advantage of going online and doing the pre-application instead of just walking into the office and thinking that you might have everything. You know, what we really want to try to avoid, and I think everybody would agree, is that you don't want to make multiple trips to an office. There are some people that have had to go back 2, 3, 4 times because they thought they had everything and they didn't. If you go through the pre-application, you've reduced the chance of having to make multiple trips to the office to get a real ID.
And there's something you need to know, a real ID and enhanced ID, there's differences.
There are. In Minnesota, we have the ability to apply for an enhanced driver's license, which is also going to be accepted after October 1st, 2020, and you mentioned that date before. That's the federal deadline, and the both TSA and federal facilities will require a real ID compliant card to either board a domestic flight or get into a federal facility that requires identification. An enhanced driver's license will do the same thing as a real ID. There are additional document requirements for that, but it can also be used as a border crossing document. It's only issued to U.S. citizens. It can be, it's valid for your driver's license and everything else. There's also an added cost of $15 in addition to the standard fee. There's no additional cost for a real ID as opposed to a standard driver's license.
Do you know the percentage of us that have done this?
About 12.5% of Minnesotans are real ID compliant. So they either have an enhanced driver's license or a real ID. And that combined with about 37.5% of people who have passports, that would show that there are maybe, I'm not very good at math, but we're up around half of the folks in the state could board a domestic flight after October 1st, 2020. You can use your passport at the TSA checkpoint for a domestic flight, just as you do for an international flight. Now, some of the people that have real IDs or passports also have real IDs, but they just like the convenience of being able to use, the driver's license you have in your wallet. But there are other people that say, I'm not going to get a real ID. I'll just use my passport, and that's fine, too.
Are you worried about a crush of us going in there towards late September to get this done?
That's one thing we're really trying to avoid, and encouraging people to apply for the real ID if they want one, to do so as quickly as possible. Because right now, it is taking a long time to process the real ID. The applications come into the headquarters. They require a review under the federal law. We have to review each one of those that come in and to make sure everything's in order, verify the documents before it can be the applications can be sent to a printer and the license can be sent to a customer. So, yes, we think that there are going to be more people that are going to be applying. As you mentioned yesterday on the air, we're creatures of habit. We tend to wait to the last minute, and that's going to be a problem. If you need one to fly right around October 1st, or, you know, if you're planning an MEA vacation, you might want to start applying for that right now. Get it done now so that you don't have to worry about it come October 1.
I should ask you, so having done that this week now, how long before I actually get the license, provided everything turns out okay?
Yeah, right now it could be a month to 6 weeks, and I don't have the application or the process dates right now in front of me, but it's running about 6 weeks to have one from the time you apply to have it in your hand.
Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for the update. It's something we all need to be aware of and get this done by October, but I just wanted to get your voice on that. What's the website we should go to?
So you can go to our Real ID website. It's realid.dps.mn.gov.
Okay.
And for whatever reason you don't remember that, the Department of Public Safety website has a link to the Real ID site right on the front page. It'll have all the information, all the documents, and the link to the pre-application to make things a lot easier.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for taking the time this morning. I sure appreciate it.
Anything for you, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
He is Bruce Gordon over the Department of Public Safety here on WCCO. We'll check traffic and weather. It's up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.